from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me? No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two. We are back. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor, George Schultz with us as always. And let's just get right into it, because we are up against the clock.
NFL football
starts this week. Oh, yeah.
So excited.
This is the musical version of Horny Goatweed right here.
I was going to say, you don't need blue shoes. You just need this.
Let's go. Honey, I'm just not in the mood tonight. I don't know what it is.
Hold on.
Then the Bells play.
1 second.
Yeah. Wait. Don't something play that Marvin Gaye. Play the Bells.
Yeah, something happening here. Play any NFL theme music, and yeah. I think we'll be
as long as she gets that sweet, sweet loving, I don't think she cares what needs to be played.
NFC South, Atlanta Falcons. That's a good Falcon noise.
Is that what that was?
Sounded more like a pterodactyl, but okay.
No, I don't like that one.
Carolina Panthers. Grr.
Stop.
I don't know, New Orleans Saints. I guess that's it's like a priest, some Gregorian chants.
Okay.
And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Arr.
Yeah, very good. See?
Is that how we just start referring to these teams after any time we say their name? We have to make a sound that aligns with them.
Yes. 1080, the drinking game.
So Buccaneers, they win the division last year, much to our surprise. I thought they were going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. Kudos to them, and especially Baker Mayfield. He gets another payday because of a great season that he had. Two teams in here are really the contenders. It is the Buccaneers, and it is the Falcons. When you pay Kirk Cousins that much money, when you fire your head coach and hire Raheem Morris, you are expecting to play much better. Now, they lost their defensive coordinator, I believe. He went... Ah, God, it's escaping me to what team he went. Denver? I'll have to look that up. But the Falcons, they are projected to win this division. They should win this division. They have the best quarterback in this division. And if they, I expect at least a playoff berth. If the Bucs go ahead and they win this division again, or as me and Rashad ran through our imaginary scenario in our heads at last week, Derek Carr, they are your Super Bowl champs, 40 touchdowns in a season for him.
I think it's coming.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then the Panthers, Bryce Young, projected to be one of the worst teams in the league, but he does have a new offensive-minded head coach, and David Canales. Again, the Falcons, they should win this. They should be the team. They went 7-10 last year, even with their god-awful quarterback play and offensive play, and they had a great defense. Granted, they lost their defensive coordinator, but they bring in Raheem Morris, who is a defensive-minded head coach. I like the Falcons to win this division, but I think the Buccaneers will give them a run for their money. Maybe the Buccaneers come back down to earth, but what we saw from them last year, it's hard to say. Like, was it a flash in the pan? You know, was it an anomaly seeing the Buccaneers what they did last year? Time will tell, but the Falcons, with their quarterback play, their offensive weapons, and not having, Arthur Blank calling plays anymore. Thank God. Drake London should have a great year. He should be their number one receiver. Hopefully Kyle Pitts is able to finally break out and have a great season. He's been decent for them, but I feel like when you get taken as high as you do, was at fourth overall a couple years ago, that you expect him to have much more output. And then the running back Bijan Robinson going into their second year. They have the pieces. They have the offensive talent. They have the quarterback. They just got to put it together.
I mean, I would probably still lean more towards the Buccaneers to be that team this year. Baker Mayfield last year quietly had the best year of his career. Finally, for the first time in his career, got to play a whole 17 or a whole season. And so threw almost 1,000 more yards than he's thrown before, had a career high in touchdowns. So, and then you look at the rest of their team, and I don't think Mike Evans is done being great yet.
It never seems like it.
It never seems like, you know, right? And as soon as you kind of count him out, he just quietly has an 11-touchdown season or something like that. So I still like Chris Goodwin. Rashad White, you know, a great fantasy pickup for a lot of people this year. So I think there's a lot of things to like about this Tampa team. And I think Atlanta just kind of did themselves a favor. Everybody's, you know, kind of bashing the Michael Penix pick. But the truth is, you don't know if Kirkers is going to be able to make it through a whole season, especially coming off of Achilles' injury, especially after being like, what, 37 years old? How old is Kirkers? You know, he's up there, right?
So, oh boy, I hope he's not 37.
34, 35, you know, something like that. But
36, so, damn, Rashad.
Yeah, so.
Just turned 36.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot to consider there. But if you're Atlanta, you've got an amazing receiving core at this point, man. Bijan Robinson is somebody I think a lot of people expect something from. So I expect it to be like a two-man race between these two teams, and then just kind of, you know, a race for last place between the Saints and Carolina.
I will add in win totals here. They have the Panthers projected to have the tie for the second least wins, over under 5.5. They got the Saints and the Buccaneers both at 7.5 over under. And then the Falcons at 9.5, and they are the projected favorite in the odds makers as well. The Falcons anywhere between minus 140, minus 130 favorites. Buccaneers second. The Saints not too far behind, and then Panthers a distant fourth. For the Panthers, just get better. Just improve. Like, I don't like seeing players fail, especially when they seem like a good dude, good person. Seem like a dude person. But Bryce Young, I just hope that he is able to improve upon last year, because he was great at Alabama. Obviously, his smaller stature, smaller size. And you hope that David Canales is able to tap into some of his talent here, because you don't like seeing busts. And like I said, when it seems like a good character, good player, you hate it even more.
Yeah.
And also, I personally love it when a player essentially gets... after his first year, his rookie year, is just like the labels just put on him. Nope, bust, wrong pick. I understand CJ Stroud had a great first year. And so, you know, it's 1-0 CJ Stroud in the lead. but there is still a lot of time for players to prove themselves. We saw this with Josh Allen. We see it happen quite often. I mean, Tua, even to an extent, right? A couple of years, people thought they were buzz. I mean, hell, we talked about how his head coach, Brian Flores, said he sucked, said he shouldn't even, you know, be playing. And now look
Baker
at him.
Mayfield.
You know, it's crazy what happens when a head coaching change and you get someone that actually believes in you and gives you that confidence, what can happen. So
we've seen it throughout history in NFL. Alex Smith finally getting a Harbaugh, you know, at a point and looked comparable. Or then when he actually played in Kansas City, like all of a sudden, like a good-minded, offensive-minded coach can really change the fortunes of a young quarterback. I think it's always so unfortunate when these young quarterbacks, these top picks, go to defensive-minded head coaches. And in most cases, these head coaches don't really understand, man, how to use, you know, these offensive weapons. So hopefully we'll see something new from the Carolina Panthers this year.
The Saints, I mean, there are some people projecting that Dennis Allen might be the first coach fired in this season. Really depends on what they're able to do offensively. Our imaginary scenario of Derek Carr throwing for 40 touchdowns and going to the Super Bowl.
It's going to happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
It's not. And that's why it's an imaginary scenario that's funny to play through your mind, because that's not happening. So the Saints, I put them... Hell, I could see them finishing last in this division, but they always have a really good defense, and that's the thing that's going to get them through games, is that they always seem to turn it up on defense. It's whether the Buccaneers are going to be able to put up a fight this year and push the Falcons for the top spot in the division, which I would love to see them happen again, but I do feel like last year was one of those just flash in the pan moments. And did they really make themselves a whole lot better to improve upon that season? I don't know if they did.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it starts with your quarterback play and defense. And Baker Mayfield had a great season last year. I think you can follow that up with having a equally as good, if not better, season this year, especially now that he knows the offense and knows his players. I think Derek Carr is going to throw 35 touchdowns this year, and the Saints are going to go to the playoff at some point. That's what I'm going to say.
At some point. Yeah. Whether it's this year or within the next 10.
Yeah. I mean, they might not roll into the playoffs, but I think they're going to get there this year. Mark it right here. You heard it on this day, the first of the month, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Derek Carr is going to lead his team to the playoffs.
Well, best of luck on that.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
But no, I mean, if Alvin Kamara can stay healthy and stay on the field, like maybe you have a chance in this division. I don't love your receiving core. I don't love, like, you know, most
you
of your offense. You got
Chris Olave
was really probably the one person from that receiving core that's like, okay, he's a real, real threat. Not that everyone in the NFL isn't a threat, but you know what I mean. So I don't really expect a lot from the Saints. I expect them to compete for that bottom, you know, that bottom two of the division, but I don't think it's going to be on the shoulders of Derek Carr. He's a quarterback, so he's going to get the blame, but I don't think he should this time.
So I think we should take this into the next segment and start laying down some division winners, some playoff predictions, some Super Bowl predictions, if you guys are down for that.
It's a sexy tease there, Joe.
I will get the Excel sheet ready. I will start putting in divisions and names, and we will do that next. We will choose the Super Bowl winner.
We have Excels on these students?
Well, it's Google Sheets.
Should I start Taysom Hill? I'm just kidding.
No.
Do you need a tight end?
That texture, I swear to God, it's going to probably show up before the end of the show, but damn him. All right, let's predict the NFL season. We will predict the NFL Super Bowl winner. Somehow, the three of us. We might have different answers, but it will all be right. We do that next here, Football Sunday, 10 of the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Reading some Young Thug lyrics in here. Rashad, big Young Thug fan.
Is not a big Young Thug fan. Young Thug is trash, but...
Jeffrey
is trash. His name would be Jeffrey. What's your street name?
Young Thug. What's your real name?
Jeffrey. Exactly.
All right. Hit me with the bells. Do the bells again, damn it. Where are my bells? Hand me a beer. You give me the bells.
NFL predictions.
All right, let's start this in the AFC.
I love going 6-0 on a recorded line. Automatic lock. Call my number. First pick's free.
All right, actually, I lied. Let's go to NFC because that's how I started. We started with the NFC South. We were just talking about it. I'm going with the Falcons. Come on, baby. Lay the egg. Is that the expression that they use?
It should not be.
Lay the egg.
I think I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers.
You're going with the Bucs, huh?
I'm going with the Bucs, yeah.
Arr.
9 wins.
9-8. Wow.
I like the Falcons. I'm going with
With the Falcons as well.
Yeah, I know whatever tumultuous quarterback like drama. Sure, Kirk Cousins still has a couple of good years left in him. Regardless, they got Matthew Judon, so you know that rusher they were looking for on the defense. They supposedly acquired instead of drafting him. So yeah, I think they got 10 wins in him this season.
I want to say that one Jason Swigard says that Michael Penix is going to end up leading this team to the playoffs this year. That was his NFL hot take.
Oh my!
By week 9, he'll be the starter.
Scalding. Turn down the stove. Well, it's boiling over. It's simmering.
That means Kirk Cousins will be like in Arizona or something after Kyler Murray gets moved or goes down with injury.
NFC North. The king of the North. Will it be the Chicago Bears? Grr. The Detroit Lions? Rar. The Green Bay Packers, hand me that cheese, please. Or the Minnesota Vikings, blow the horn. Who you got? I'm going with the Lions. They are still the best team in this division. This is going to be one of the most interesting divisions, sans Vikings, because everybody seems to be dying on that team. But I'm going with the Lions, repeating as champions, biting kneecaps. Let's go, grr.
I got to go with the Lions as well. You know, one game away from the Super Bowl. You know, I think Dan Campbell has his team playing better and better and better every single year. I think you got a lot of your, you know, key people coming back on offense and defense. I don't see any reason why the Lions wouldn't repeat.
Three names: Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do I need to say more?
No. Jahmyr Gibbs. Why don't you throw him on there?
I only needed to say three, but yeah, add a fourth as well. They're so talented. No, yeah. I see 11, 12 wins. Yeah. Like, I am all about Dan Campbell and the Lions. I think they're getting to the NFC Championship again.
Offensive line is great. Sam Laporta, amazing rookie season last year. That team is full of piss and vinegar. Definitely expect them to repeat as NFC North champs. The NFC East, my NFC East. And I am going with the Eagles because I have no more faith in my Cowboys. The Eagles should win this. They are the better team. They have more talent. And again, I just cannot believe that the Cowboys are going to have another 12-5 season after not really improving their team at all in the offseason, despite Jerry Jones saying all in. By the way, did you see his quote about being the general manager of the Cowboys?
Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
Lay it on me.
Not my boy.
I missed it.
That's your boy.
I'll read it to you in the next segment because it's a doozy. It's a long one, and it's a doozy. Who you got, Rashawn?
I don't know why. I tend to go with the team that showed the most, and the team that showed the most last year was the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, I know you don't really want to have a lot of faith in that team. They didn't really change much because I think for the most part they were in pretty good shape outside of Dak being down for a little bit last year. But Dak still had a career year, threw most touchdowns in the league. You know, it was a career high in touchdowns. You still got CeeDee Lamb. You still got a pretty good receiving core. Like, I don't see any reason why Dallas wouldn't. Although I think Saquon is a huge push for the Eagles because obviously now you really, really have to respect that run now. And with Jalen Hurts' ability to kind of roll out and everything, like, that could be a problem. But I think the Cowboys will still be a threat in the NFC East. And so I'm going to go ahead and say Dallas is going to win that division.
Well, there's the death kiss. All right, Jordan.
Yeah, I kind of hate it, too, but I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys. And then they're going to just go out in the first round of the playoffs. Like, maybe they'll slip in with 10-11 wins. I like Philadelphia. You talked about Saquon Barkley. I always try to, last 2-3 years, I'm like, I'm all over Devontae Smith on fantasy. So, like, I know he's going to put up touchdowns. Yeah, and I see Philadelphia doing well, but are they going to turn the ball over this season like they did last year? That's to be decided. I think because of that question, Dallas is going to run away with the division. But then, yeah, first round ouster.
Our NFC West, the Los Angeles Rams, the Arizona Cardinals, the 49ers, the Seahawks. I'll go first. The Cardinals are not going to win this division.
Oh, okay. Ooh, like breaking news.
I think that the Seahawks are going to finish last. So therefore, it leaves me with either the Rams or 49ers, and I'm going with the 49ers. Until that team is just laden with injuries, knock on wood, that happens to a team. You don't want to see a great team just, you know, miss out on a good season because of injuries. But they have the best running back in the league, one of the best tight ends. They got Brandon Ayuk back this week, re-signing him to a deal, so he will be a 49er. They still got Deebo Samuel. I'm sure Trent Williams is next and will be on the team. They still got Fred Warner. The list goes on. 49ers all day.
I hate to say it, but yeah, the 49ers, man. Like, you talk about a team reaching the playoffs not doing anything, Jordan, or at least losing in the first round. We know the 49ers are going to be good enough to make it to at least the Super Bowl, but I don't think they'll win that either. So, but I have to say the 49ers still, they're the most talented team in the league. Let's just be real. Top to bottom, the 49ers are the most talented team in the NFL. They just can't get out of their own way. And so I still expect a lot from them, like every 49ers fan. So, yes, the 49ers are going to win this division, I'd say, probably with about 11 to 12 wins.
Yeah, I hate to say it too, but I got to put the 49ers at the top, even over my Rams. I know that they lost Eric Armstead, but they seemed to have done just fine replacing him, and they finally, I mean, they needed to clear up some cap space to finally pay Brandon Ayuk, right? And they're still going to have to pay Brock Purdy, but yeah, 14 wins, yeah, probably.
All right, and our three wild card teams. These are my three wild card teams. I'm going to go Packers. I'm going to go Bears.
The Bears.
And this is a tough one because it's between three teams for me. It's either between the Rams, the Bucks, or the Cowboys. And I am going to go with the Rams and that the Cowboys missed the playoffs this year. Dear God, save me.
Wait, what are we doing now?
Wild card teams.
Eagles, oh, Rams, Packers.
Oh, okay. Man, from just the AFC or NFC, right?
NFC.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
Makes sense since you took the Bucks to win the division.
I'm going to go Atlanta. Is this one or two now? Yeah, it's two. Yeah. It's three. How many wild card teams are there now?
Are you okay?
There's a grip of them now.
Yeah, you dying over there?
So, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go Atlanta. I'm going to say the Packers. The Packers are you're a young, growing team. I think they really, really love, well, no pun intended, but Jordan Love, and he showed a lot last year. I think there are a lot of expectations for the Packers. Just getting back there even to a wild card, I think, is plenty.
And your third wild card team?
The Eagles. The Eagles. You know, if I'm picking Dallas to win that, I think the Eagles aren't going to be too far behind. If Dallas wins 11 games, I think the Eagles win, 10, 9, somewhere in between there. Just enough to make to get them to the playoffs.
The Don, we're your three NFC teams.
Eagles, Rams, Packers, baby.
Eagles, Rams, Packers. All right.
The Bucks will regress a little.
Our NFC is locked in. We will take a break. We will go AFC and then predict our AFC Championship, NFC Championship, and Super Bowl winners. Do that next. But first, Schultzy, take it away with the Sports Center. All right, AFC time. Boy, good luck.
Man.
I have already started to look at the teams and woof. There's someone missing in the playoffs, and they are going to be surely disappointed. But let's start with the AFC South. That is the Jaguars, Colts, Titans.
We're the Titans.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
I'm in Delaware. Good job.
Or the Texans. Giddy up. I'm going with the Jaguars. Bounce back year, 8-3 last season before an absolute collapse. Feel Trevor Lawrence is going to bounce back as well. I like that. I really feel that having a full season of Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, the wide receiver core does leave a little bit to be desired, but I feel like this will be their bounce back year.
I am going to go with the Houston Texans. I really like what they were able to do last year. There was, no rookie wall for CJ Stroud. And then when I look at their offense, they've got a great opportunity, especially with the addition of Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz. That's a pretty good offensive weapons to be able to have in that NFC South, or excuse me, that AFC South. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Texans.
I have no disagreement with Rashad. I got to get me a Dalton Schultz jersey.
My God, that's why me and Jordan are simpatico.
I'm he basically said everything I was already going to say. So, yeah. Fighting CJ Strouds and Dalton Schultz's.
Whatever. AFC North, the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers. I'm sticking with my Ravens, baby. I have one quarterback that can stay healthier than all the others. Ravens, year after year, are a threat. They get Derrick Henry. I feel like their receiving core is getting better. That defense is always vaunted, tough to play against. One of the best teams in the league last year, and I don't see why they would regress. Sticking with the Ravens, baby.
The Ravens came they were half away from going, to the Super Bowl and just kind of couldn't get it done. But adding Derrick Henry, we talked about Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia. This is times two with Derrick Henry. You already have the most mobile and probably the second most talented quarterback probably in the NFL, Lamar Jackson. Now you give him a weapon like Derrick Henry, and then, you throw in the receiving core that he already has, throw in the defense that he already has. I think this Ravens team, this might be their year. This might be the Ravens' year, so I'm saying the Ravens.
Lambjack, Super Bowl, anybody? Finally? No, they're going to win the division, obviously. I think it's going to be the Chiefs and Ravens kind of fighting with, Joe Burrow for quite a long time in the AFC. Maybe Justin Herbert will get up there, but I don't see the offense. At least with the weapons like those other teams.
AFC East, Bills, Dolphins,
this is easy.
Jets, Patriots. Rashad, I know you want to pick your Patriots.
I'm picking the Patriots.
but I'm going to go with the Dolphins this year. I'm going the Dolphins. They just missed out on winning the division last year. I think that mostly it's because the Bills, the offense is going to take a step back. Is why I feel that they are going to be the division winners, the Dolphins. Just the receiving core, a lot to be desired. They're going to have a good tight end combo. They still have Josh Allen. But I think this is the year that the Dolphins are finally able to push it over the top. I love their offense, obviously, with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. They seem to have a flurry of running backs that want to run for 1,000 or receive for 1,000. Or there's Raheem Mostert, Devon Achane. I believe Tua is going to have another great season. Their defense is getting healthier. I love that secondary. And I believe the Dolphins will win the AFC East.
Surprise. I'm going with the New York Jets.
Oh, God.
I'm saying, I don't know if you spent much time looking at that Jets schedule, but it's pretty favorable. First game of the season, Obviously, maybe not as favorable as they play the 49ers. But after that, man, it's a pretty winnable season. If Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, Breece Hall, who is probably going to have a great season. You know, Garrett Wilson is probably going to have a great season. I like the, some of the weapons you have there. I like what they have on defense in certain areas, man. I don't see if Aaron Rodgers, who's if he's healthy, is the maybe the second best quarterback in the division, if he's healthy. So I think I'm going to go with the New York Jets. That's my surprise pick of this day.
Dang, that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, I'm gonna
I
go
think I'm going to throw up.
It hurts to say that, too, as a Pats fan. It hurts to say that, but I think I'm going to go with Aaron if he can stay healthy in the Jets.
I can't follow you on that one, bro. That's a little weird.
Is this going to be our first division? We all pick a separate team.
I want to lean the Bills, but like I'm a little concerned about a regression as well. But yeah, you know,
Patriots, I'll lock you in.
No,
yeah,
no, just
yeah,
for just for argument's sake, I'll throw the Bills in there. We'll see who's right. Okay,
woo, there we go.
I like Miami, but I actually do after that big contract for Tua Tagovailoa. I do still have some concussion concerns. If that dude takes a big hit, what happens to Miami?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I don't think Skylar's going to come in and lead in the playoffs. He might, but
Skylar Thompson. All right, AFC West on three. One, two, three. Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Thanks for being in lockstep with me.
We could have just skipped this one. Okay. Like, I think
I literally wrote you guys in on that one.
Do I have to prognosticate on why I believe Travis Kelce is going to catch another 12 touchdowns this year?
Because Taylor's going to be there.
Exactly. Do I need to say more?
Wild card. I'm going with the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh effect. Thank God he got rid of Brandon Staley. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. And I say that the Houston Texans are not going to be able to repeat on their success from last year. And the Cincinnati Bengals are your last wild card team. Again, someone's going to have to miss out. Who is that going to be? Is it going to be the Texans? Is it going to be the Bills, the Jets? Is it going to be the Bengals? The Browns were a playoff team last year. Who are your guys' three wildcard teams?
My three wildcard teams are going to be the Dolphins. Here's one. I really like Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is going to come out of there. And then I think this might be Justin Herbert's year. I think this is finally the year that the Chargers do something. The Chargers make that leap into the playoffs. So those are my three.
So the two teams that are not making the playoffs, according to Rashad, are the Bengals and the Bills.
I just think losing Diggs is a bigger issue than the Bills want to kind of, you know, lead on. But I thought that was huge. And if you look at their receiving core, it's definitely not as potent without a guy like Stephon Diggs.
Jordan.
I don't think the Jets are going to get in. I think Aaron Rodgers is either going to get injured again or they're just not going to be that great. So I'm leaving them out on my list. I like Justin Herbert. I want to say the Chargers, but I'm just not quite sure that it's going to be, you know, in Jim Harbaugh's first season, all roses. I'm going to go Cincinnati. I'm going to go Jacksonville, and I'm going to go Miami. I think those are going to be the three wild card teams from the AFC.
You know, I like it. I like it. We're up against the clock, but I don't care. We are going to the AFC Championship game. Who do we see in the AFC Championship game? It would kill me. I'd die laughing if Rashad said, like, the Bills or the Bengals. Like, you know what? I think one of them. It's like, they weren't even a playoff selection. I'm going to go with a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs-Ravens in the AFC Championship game. And I'm going to say that this time,
it counts. I'm just kidding.
It's like a pay-per-view.
It's personal.
It's the old ad for MLB All-Star Games back in like 2011. This time, it counts.
Kids seats are still $5.
I think that's pretty easy.
Ravens over Chiefs. I'm saying the Ravens pull it off this year.
I think this is the Ravens' year. Ravens over Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
I'm going against you guys. I say Chiefs, third year in a row, getting to the Super Bowl.
Over?
The Ravens, of course.
Who
else could I put in that game?
Wow, we're all going same teams, but Rashad and I in lockstep with the Ravens. NFC Championship game. This is a toughie.
Not for me.
Who do you got?
Oddly enough, I'm going rematch again. I'm going 49ers.
Oh, my God.
49ers. I think Detroit is going to make it there this year. So
the matchup that we all wanted last year, we're getting it this year.
I think so.
All right, Lions over 49ers. Lock it in. Jordan, what do you got?
I don't want to say the same thing, but they do seem to be like the two best teams. Although, I kind of wonder if something actually will happen in the San Francisco 49ers this year, if maybe they'll get a little bit more decimated with injury on the offensive side than they've been. Yes, they have four weapons, but what if a couple of them have some struggles? What if Brock Purdy, not even a bunch, but regresses just a little bit? I don't know if that's the difference between them getting to the NFC Championship game or not. So I'm going to say the Detroit Lions for sure. Ugh. V the...
Again, tough.
I'm going to go the Green Bay Packers. I think Jordan Love takes them there, but then the Lions are going to get them over the top into the Super Bowl.
Oh, rivalry game, too. That would be huge.
If that's even possible with the way that the seating lines up. I'm not even sure that would be possible. So
I'm going to say the Lions get back there. I like the idea of a Lions-Packers NFC Championship game. My God. But I'm going to say the Eagles get back. Bounce back year for the Eagles, showing last year the end of the season was an anomaly. Remember, they did start 10-1. And then just completely lost their mojo. But I am going to go Lions over the Eagles in the NFC Championship. So that means that my Super Bowl matchup, Rashad's Super Bowl matchup, Ravens versus Lions, I'm going Ravens. They pull it off finally.
I'm going Ravens, man. Lamar Jackson finally gets his ring and finally beats Patrick Mahomes, like, vindicated.
Chiefs will be back, baby.
Chiefs three-peat, first time ever, according to Jordan Schultz.
I just don't think anybody can beat them right now. The vibes are, it's insane what they've got going on. This is a historic team. I wouldn't be surprised if they could do four straight.
For the sake of all our mentals, you know, I don't really mind the Chiefs as much as other people. Some people just absolutely hate them, but if they win it a third time in a row, I'm going to have to start putting that into question how I feel about them. It'll be impressive as hell, but still, for the love of God, parody. I'm always a fan of parody. And I'd love to see the Ravens and Lamar Jackson finally pull it off. But a Ravens-Lions, we missed out on it last year. God, please give that to me.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'd love that. All right, we wrap things up next with a Jerry Jones out-of-his-mind quote. But what else is new? Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan. All right, let's send off our Sunday with some really good vibes, huh? Jerry Jones.
I need some good vibes after that Ducks game. Wait, never mind. This is not going to
be good. The best vibes if we're talking Jerry.
All right, let me try and find this full quote here, because it's a doozy, and I have to remember to censor myself a little bit too. Old man Jerry, he got very upset. Got very get off my porch. Let's see. All right. I've done it all. This is Jerry Jones. I've done it all.
That's the first strike.
So I have an inordinate amount of confidence that if anybody can figure out how to get this S done, I can figure out how to get it done. I've been there every which way from Sunday, and I have busted my ass a bunch. And there's nobody living that's out cutting and shooting that can't give you a bunch of times they busted their ass. So hell no. There's nobody that could effing come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can. Plus, I'm where the buck stops. When it F's up, I gotta cover it. And so there, you can't give anybody enough. Can't give. There's nobody that can do it. I effing have hundreds of bad days. I'm emotional about it sometimes. Well, running this thing, that's who I want to make the last call. Now, when I can't effing think, when I'm old and I can't even do it, I would argue that you are old.
How old, bro?
But I'm a long way from not being able to do it, too. The reason I don't let somebody else be the GM is because I don't have anybody that I will let do it to actually do it right. And they're going to have to come to me because I know where it is that you're going to have to pay for it.
So you know it's bad when even Stephen A. Smith goes, I don't know what Jerry Jones is talking about. He's just bloviating at this point. Man, Jerry Jones has lost his old ass mind. That's what it is.
I think he proved that when we saw him putting salt on his McGriddle.
Listen, he needs to go ahead and just do the Joe Biden and step down. Like, I will no longer be the owner of this Cowboys team or the GM of this Cowboys team. Like, let somebody else that knows what they're doing. But apparently nobody knows how to do it better than Jerry Jones, which is why you haven't won a Super Bowl since Clinton was in office. Just saying.
What's Condoleezza Rice doing? Let her be the GM.
I'm saying, I guarantee she'd run it better than whatever Jerry's doing.
She knows football, apparently. right?
Yeah, yeah, she was like a...
Wasn't she... Is she still on the CFP
like the
committee?
Board or something like that? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
But wasn't there a team or someone actually considering her as, like, GM or, like, to be part, like, an athletic director or something like that? Or maybe those were just, like, unsubstantiated rumors going around?
But, I mean, I don't know. I think there could be a...
Congolegus Rice.
I think we're not far off from a female GM. I think there it'll be sooner than later that we have
it happened recently
GM.
In baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Ng, yeah, the Marlins, I believe, for a year or two. But that organization is dysfunctional, so she had to leave.
Condoleezza Rice is actually part of the Denver Broncos ownership group as of a couple of years ago. Did not know that.
There you go, Condoleezza.
I'm not even going to say the Clayton Bigsby joke. Or
Condoleezza Rice.
I played with someone. I played golf with someone the other day named Clayton, and I was like, "How can I remember his name?" I was like, "Oh,
Bigsby,
Clayton Bigsby, black white supremacist, of course."
If you haven't seen it, go Google it. It's there. It's fun.
But what you will see is NFL football this week.
Can't wait. Here we are. We made it, fellas.
Starts on Thursday. What's the Thursday game? Should we know?
49ers Jets.
That's Monday night.
Is that Monday night or who's the Thursday night? Is it no? Is it
We're just crushing it. It's Ravens Chiefs AFC rematch. Ravens Chiefs and then Packers Eagles is the Brazil game on
there
Friday.
We go. Okay. Yeah.
Don't wear green in that part of Brazil, apparently.
Really?
It's soccer club stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently the rivals in that city.
No one even watches soccer.
Whoa! Global game. All right. We got to go. But we will catch you next Sunday before NFL football. Cannot believe it. We made it, baby. We made it.
We're here, fellas. We did it.
For Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Appreciate you guys. Love you all.
Appreciate you. For Rashad Taylor, I'm Joe Fisher. Thank you for listening to another sports/football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. Peace.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.